Our theme tonight is Zurich by Starlight. I was at a conference. I came to Switzerland on the 19th. I was at a conference for a week, and then now I've been in Zurich since Monday talking with money managers all week. And every afternoon I come back to the hotel. And Zurich, which is just a beautiful city. I'm on the lake, and the sun goes down and the stars come out. And I've been having a lot of very serious conversations, both at the conference and with the money managers, given what's going on here in Europe. And I come back and I ponder it under the starlight. And one of the things I keep thinking about, because it's very relevant to the financial situation. When I was in Zurich last year and I took off, I'd never seen chemtrails in Zurich before, but I took off one morning to fly back to the United States, and sure enough, above the cloud cover on the takeoff, there were a huge web of chemtrails that had been laid down in a crisscross pattern. And that's when I realized, you know, this is a global situation. This time the chemtrails were visible. And you can really see in people's faces a look, and I'll tell you where I first saw that look. In 1998, when we saw the incredible movement by the enforcement into the poor neighborhoods in America and real sort of double up of the drug and narcotics business, and a real effort to both do the subprime mortgage lending and to really squeeze the small businesses, particularly with the franchises. I was talking to a wonderful sort of urban entrepreneur, African-American, and talking to him about what was happening to sort of centralize control of the economies in the poor neighborhoods. And he said, oh, we call it a beatdown. And then he proceeded to describe in gory detail how beatdowns worked when you get this both sort of joint political and economic move into a neighborhood. And you see that, you started to see that in people's faces after 2001 in all the neighborhoods in America, and clearly now just wandering around Switzerland and wandering around the streets of Zurich, you beginning to see the anger and the tension in over here that you've seen in the States for the last decade. The Swiss culture is amazing culture with very deep respect for democratic process, very deep respect for individual rights, including property rights. The Swiss are deeply committed to stewardship of their land and environmental resources. And so if they can't prevent the spraying of heavy metals above them, it has a very profound meaning ultimately for their culture, their health, their banking process, and the integrity of the whole society politically. So you can certainly feel the Swiss struggling with the corruption just as we are. And it reminded me again, and I've been thinking a lot about this when I come home and sort of sit and stare at the stars, there is no way. The tyranny that we're feeling is global. The opportunity to thrive is global. And the change is profoundly intimate, each one of us taking the steps individually to thrive and align with those in our family, in our neighborhood, and across the planet to thrive as well, which is why I'm so glad that Foster could join us tonight.